Hello, everyone. This is Michael Dowies, and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. I'm here today with Aaliyah Dudley.
Hello.
And we are going to unbox something that I'm very excited about. We have an Xbox One X here.
Can I take it out of the bag?
You can take it out of the bag. That's as far as you shall go. It's a big box.
This is a big box. Probably actually going to help. Because while you're talking about it, I'm going to take these stickers off that have it stuck in the sleeve.
Okay. So the Xbox One X is the newest Xbox system from Microsoft. It supports 4K video and 4K gaming, which is better than the Xbox One S, which supports scaled up to 4K games. This has a Blu-ray player just like the other Xbox Ones, and it usually retails at $500. I got it for $450. And it has a solid-state, yes, I said it, solid-state drive.
Ooh, solid-state.
So it's a really cool system. And the neat thing is that you'll hear is that it supports Narrator.
Ooh.
And so we will set this thing up accessibly with my aged blue Xbox One controller.
I'm still working on getting the stickers off.
Yeah, they have a lot. And Aaliyah is getting my old Xbox One.
Indeed. And we will be putting a YouTube video up of how to set the Xbox up with Narrator. And we will be using Michael's old Xbox for that. Okay. Now I'm going to gently unsleeve this.
That's neat that they put it in a sleeve. The Xbox... Yeah, that's neat. The Xbox bundle I got was the Metro Exodus bundle. It has three games from the Metro series, which I had not heard about until yesterday when the person at the store told me about it, and it sounds like a fun game. So if you want to learn more about that game, you'll have to go look it up yourself at a website of your choosing.
So what's the sleeve look like? What's the box look like?
The box shows the system and the three games and a picture of the character in the game.
Ah.
So is there tape on the box?
Yeah, I just took the sticker off.
Okay.
And the lid is open.
Okay.
Do you want me to slide this out?
I'll do that. You can't have all the fun. So the front of the box shows the console, it shows the game, it shows the TV, it looks like. And I think that might be the back of the box. I want to take a look at the front. Yeah, the front of the box shows the Xbox system. So I'm going to take it. Aaliyah started the opening process of the machine, and it has styrofoam on each side for shipping purposes. And I always hold on to my boxes, and I recommend people do the same.
Where are you going to put that one? It's so big.
I think I have the other one in the closet, so if you don't want it, since we're going to keep it around, we can get rid of that box. I keep boxes for resale value, folks. This is considerably smaller. Let me get it out of the styrofoam and I'll show it to you, Aaliyah. So they have a foam thing on it. It is so tiny. You got to see your previous one, right?
Yeah. Ah! Okay. So the old... Oh, it's still heavy. The old Xbox is extremely thick. This looks like... for those who have seen a set-top box, like the cable set-top boxes, the big ones... This is about the size of that. It's very small.
But they come in different colors. That one is a black Xbox.
Looks like we have a USB port. A couple buttons.
But I think it's more, almost two times smaller.
Power, HDMI. Other HDMI. USB. USB. And a couple jacks and an Ethernet jack. Looks like. Here you go. Can I see what else is in the box?
Yeah, I haven't taken it out yet, so. That is such an interesting design.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there is definite accessibility improvements on this design, folks.
How so?
Well, this is what the food industry needs to take into account. The original Xbox One, every button was touch sensitive. Does that feel touch sensitive?
No.
There's a button next to the USB port for the controller. There is a little IR port on the front. And there's another button next to it.
Hey, did you already unplug the old HDMI cable from the TV?
Yes, I did.
Well, you have a brand new one. It's really long, too.
Nice.
There you go.
Hang on. This is a nice system.
And we have a new controller.
The Blu-ray drive is also very discreet. It's hard to tell it's there.
Brand new controller. The plastic isn't as smooth.
Let's see.
Here, hold on. I'm getting the batteries out. Here you go.
It feels like my blue one.
It feels rougher than the one that I have.
So it comes with double A's?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What?
I like the... you could buy a battery pack that goes with them. I was hoping it would come with one, but obviously not. I'm just blown away, folks, at how thin...
I told you there was something different about your controller than mine.
Hmm.
You have a battery pack.
Yeah. I bought the battery.
Yeah.
They don't come with that, even in the store.
Trying to get the battery door open. There we go. And a quick aside to mention that the microphones that we are using for this show are different from the normal mics that we use. We are not using Andreas now. We are using Sennheiser Ambios.
Mm-hmm.
Michaels are making their maiden voyage.
So what I'm very curious about is going to be the power brick.
It's not a brick.
No.
There you go.
Fascinating. Very intriguing, because, oh wow, there is no power brick with this system, just as I guess all of the power is handled inside the console.
Looks like it.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's just a plug.
I do feel like there are less adapters on the back of this thing. Well, maybe not. I think most of them are still there. This is an amazing system. Well,
time to plug it in, I think.
It's time to plug it in, I think, too. Was there any games that came with it, or are there cards?
I didn't see any.
What if they come preloaded on the console?
Maybe.
This thing's heavy. Like,
it is heavy.
I think it has a lot of the same heft as the original console.
It's just thinner.
Yeah. Much. Okay, we're going to try to put this over here in the spot where the last one was. Try not to hit the HomePod and have it start playing audio.
Don't hit the HomePod. Pet the HomePod. Don't hit the HomePod.
That's the one thing about the HomePod devices that I don't like, is that they're all touch sensitive.
Kind of like the first Xbox.
Right.
I'm in trouble.
No. Okay, so we've got the Xbox hooked up, and I'm going to press the magic button. There's a bright light on the button as well, which is nice. Did it come with a micro USB cable?
No.
No, okay.
I did not see one.
So I'm pairing my controller now. It's already paired. I'm going to turn on my TV. I thought it would have done that for me, but I think you have to set that up.
Hey, look.
Input switched. TV
guest
input switched.
Star.
Input switched.
Fire
no
TV.
Signal detected. Input switched. TV input switched to HDMI 3. No signal detected. Input switched.
Do what?
TV input switched to HDMI 4. No signal detected. Input list star. Input
indeed.
No detected. Input no signal detected. Input list button. Channel scan. Please make sure.
I went all the way around because I missed it because I have it on a different HDMI port than I had it on before.
You could just tell Ailey to do that.
Yeah, but remember, I have a broken control.
Oh, that's the other thing you should have ordered on Amazon yesterday.
I know. So it's booting up the Xbox. It's taking a while. Which, I kind of wish there was some speech at this point, because there's no real way to know what's going on, but it shows a green Xbox with, like, this swirling, storm-looking green background. And it does look a little bit better than my previous Xbox does, as far as the greens and the saturation of color. All right. So, Aaliyah, how do we start up Narrator?
You think I'm going to know this?
Figured you would. Okay.
I
think it is I hold the Xbox button. And then I hold Start.
Starting narrator.
Never mind.
Dialogue. Do you want to turn on narrator? No. Yes. Button. OOBE window. Please select the language. English. 3 of 20. OOBE.
English. 3 of 20.
So I went up and down, and that's why it's speaking in the other language. But I'm back on English.
What variety of English? United States.
What variety?
17 of 7. United Kingdom. UAE. South Africa. Slovakia. Singapore.
Oh, they have a lot of different English languages.
UAE. United States. OOBE window, checking your connection. Network troubleshooter window, use wired connection, add wireless network. 2 of 4 ATTI key CT Chronicles of Nsartskoti which Zalkrupter Kratzawat switch cottage. Zawatski to Chronicles of Nsawat which TG's Tkopolis. Network Tkopolis. Password. Editing. Connecting to Tkopolis wireless network. Network troubleshooter window. Checking connection. It's all good. Your console is connected to the internet. Continue. 1 of OOBE window. Where do you live? United States, OOBE window, it's time to update. System update window, update time. More turn off Xbox, start update, 1 of 2, selected.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it forces you to update.
System update window, 0% complete, verification complete.
There goes the reboot.
No signal detected. Input list button.
That was an interesting sound.
Well, Fire TV chimed in, then the Xbox.
I like that noise. It's already almost done. I think I've been most loyal to Xbox. I've owned every Xbox system. Except for the One S.
Next, you'll sign in with your Microsoft account. If you already have a gamer tag, sign into your Microsoft account. If you need a new gamer tag, sign into a Microsoft account which you might have used for Skype, Outlook.com or Windows or make a new account. Next button.
I guess I need to power on my controller here.
Next, you'll sign in with your Microsoft account. If you already have a gamer tag, sign into your Microsoft account. If you need a new gamer tag,
sign into a Microsoft account
which you might have used for Skype, Outlook.com, or Windows, or make a new account. Next, disabled. Window. Sign into your... Sign in window, sharing data with game and app publishers. Continue, button. Sharing data with game and app publishers. Learn more, but continue, button. One of two. Enhanced error reporting. Continue, button. Two of two. To help diagnose problems and improve our products, Xbox collects enhanced error reports. Visit www.xbox.com/error reporting for more information about the data we collect.
What's up, Leah?
What are you using, for those who aren't familiar with the Xbox controller, what are you using to navigate?
I'm using the D-pad because it makes it easier to do... it's more like your arrow keys on your keyboard, so it makes it easier to do controls.
Allow enhanced error reporting checkbox checked. Enhanced error reporting. Continue. Button. Two of two.
So what button do you use to select items?
The button you use to select when you hear something is the A button, which is you have buttons to describe the controller from the left to the right. You have a control stick. Below that, you have a D-pad, which is a directional pad, which is up, down, left, right, which you can also do down, left, up, left, and so on. And then in the middle of the controller, we have a select button and a start button. Above that, we have a big lit-up Xbox button. Below those, we have the right control stick. And then we have the diamond of your A, B, X, and Y buttons. So A is the bottom one in the diamond, B is to the right, X is to the left, and Y is at the top. On the top of the controller, we have two shoulder buttons, and we have a pairing button in between where the pretty close to where the USB port is. And then we have two triggers on the back. The back of the controller, we have a battery compartment where you can put AA batteries or a rechargeable battery pack. On the bottom of the controller, we also have a place to hook up a headset. And I think also a regular headset jack. Now that I look at it, I was wondering where that was. So I'm going to press the A button to move on to the next screen.
Sign-in and security preferences. No barriers, button. Ask for my passkey, button. 2 of 3. We'll ask for your passkey before you sign in, buy things, or change your settings. Lock it down, button. 3 of 3. You'll need to authorize signing in, buying things, and changing settings using your Microsoft account.
Now see, because Aaliyah lives here, I have to lock it down. No.
Ask for my passkey, button. 2 of 3. We'll have no barriers, button.
But no, seriously, I use no barriers.
On this Xbox, people can sign you in, see your data on web pages that use your Microsoft account, change your settings, and buy things without extra steps.
But in some households, you really want to consider lock it down. I mean, seriously. Especially if you have kids. This is a very essential step, folks.
So what he's saying is, he just called me a kid.
How do you want to sign in?
No, I'm just saying you like to buy stuff. No.
Use instant sign-in to be ready to play as soon as this Xbox is turned on. Only one person can use instant sign-in. Or, link controller, button, 2 of 3.
So, no. you say I like to buy things, says the man that just spent $450
right
on a box.
Right. An Xbox.
Skip this. Link can use instant sign in, but enter a code button. One of, I don't have one, but enter a code button. One of two.
I believe this is for Xbox Live Gold or something. I wish I could get it to reread the,
I don't have one button. Two of two. Enter a code button. One of two. I don't have one button. Two of two. OOBE window. Hey SG1 fan 83. We found the settings from your last Xbox, including system, preferences, and ease of access. You can see and change these later in settings. Apply settings. Button. OOBE window. Ha. Huh. SG1 fan 83. You're here. Welcome. Xbox dashboard window. Resume. Let's go. Get up to speed with a few easy tips. Button. Press the Y button to search. Ping. Xbox Care Web. Use a code. 1 of 2 level 1. Watch video. 2 of 2 level 1.
Use a prepaid code. Go to store.
Okay, so this is just showing how to do different things.
Window. Xbox Care Web. Use a code. One of two love prepaid codes. One of, where's my stuff? Family. 3 of 5 left. 4K gaming. 4 of 5 level 1. 4K settings. 1 of 2 level 1. 4K game. Try Xbox Assist. 5 of 5 level 1. Visit Xbox Assist. 1 of 2 left. Go home. 2 of 2 level 1. Visit Xbox Assist. 1 of 2 level 1.
So these are all of the tips that you can use in the Xbox. And so it's really neat that they, and to me.
Dialogue. Switch to 4K. Cancel. Switch to 4K. Xbox dashboard.
Of course, dialogue. Switch to 4K.
Keep it, yes, no, yes, but settings win, Xbox dashboard window, resume, launch, Xbox Assist.
So
press the menu button for more options, button, press the Y button to search.
We now have this thing set up. I would love to demo games for you, but unfortunately, they're big. They're going to take a little while to download. But let's,
did it give you the ones?
Good point.
Mortal Kombat 11 launch. Recently used. My game. You've got games. My games and apps. But Xbox dashboard window. My games and apps window. Content toggle. Content control. Looking for game. Games. Applications. 20 groups. One item. Updates. One item. Queue. 5 of 8. Selected. Game pass. Section look gold. 7 of 8. Memberships. 1 item. Go. Up. Applications. Games. Content control. Filter. Button. Games. Installed. Sorted by AZ. Search. Button. 2 of 2. Overlay 1. Search. My games and apps window. Looking for games. Get some now with your Xbox Game Pass. Button. Games. App groups, one item, updates, queue, 5 of 8, select Game Pass, gold, 7 memberships, one item, 8 of 8, go, updates, groups, one applications, 23 games, 52 items, 1 of 8, selected, content control, games, installed, sorted by AZ, content toggle, ready to install, 52. Radio button.
So here you selected. Can see all of my games.
Games. Ready to install. Sorted by AZ. Aegis Wing. Arkanoid. Bejeweled 2. Bejeweled 3. Destiny. Burnout. Borderlands. 5 of 50. Destiny 2. Diablo. Doom. Doom. Fortnite. Fallout 4. Doom Open Beta. Doom 2. Geometry Wars of Geometry Wars of Alt Soup Geometry Halo 5 Injustice Trademark Infinity Run Halo Halo MCC Insider 21 of Halo The Master Chief Marathon Killer Instinct Marathon Marvel Heroes Marvel vs Capcom Overwatch Registered or Mortal Kombat Minecraft Minecraft 29 Pac-Man Pac-Man CE 34 of 52
Instead of Pac-Man it says Pac-Man
Puzzle Quest, Robo Blitz, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic the Head, Shadow Com, Rocket League Registered, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Head, Soul Calibur, 43 of 52.
I bought that? I don't remember buying that.
Star Trek okay. Online, 40, Wolfenstein 3D, Warframe, 4, Torchlight, 4, The Walking Dead, 45 of Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein, XCOM Registered, Enemy Unknown, Zoe HD. 52 of 52. X Wolf more options. Brat Wolfenstein.
No, the those games are not here.
40 my games and apps window. Content toggle. Ready to install. 52 installed. Radio button. Select ready to install. Installed. Radio button. Selected. Ready to in content can Bejeweled 3. Bejeweled 2. Burnout Sorry. Revenge. 7 of Destiny. You 8 gotta... Doom. 12 of 52.
Probably promo codes.
16 of 5. Fallout 4. Doom Open Beta. Doom 2. Games. Doom. Geometry War. Geometry Wars. Halo. Injustice Trademark 2. Infinity Runner. Halo. Halo. M. Killer Instinct. Marathon. Marvel Heroes. Marvel. Overwatch Regist. Mortal. Minecraft. Minecraft. Pac-Man. 33 of 52.
So... Those Xbox are the dashboard games I have. Window,
recently used, my games and apps, button, press the Y button to search.
And this One of two. Is for calling me a child. They were hiding in the bottom of the box.
Ah. So, Aaliyah just gave me a few things here, and essentially these are big, sleeves or big papers with what appeared to be probably a game code. One's a advertisement for the Xbox Elite Wireless Controller, which is a really cool controller. I want one. One of them is... talking about Xbox Design Lab. I don't know what that's about. And one of these is for something. I can't read. And we have also the slip for the games. And let's see. This one came with several games. Talks about how to redeem, and I'm looking for the code. This is not the most accessible experience, but
to be fair, neither are the games that are on it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, there's three codes on here for all three games. It's interesting that I'm wondering how big these games are. I have so many games. I'm going to fill up this hard drive pretty quick. But that's going to do it for this GameCast. I'm really...
Isn't that a GameCast?
Well, unBoxCast about games. It could be a GameCast once we find some accessible games to play on the Xbox.
Right.
But it's been an awesome unBoxCast. And we will also do a YouTube of setting up the Xbox accessibly when Aaliyah sets up her new Xbox, which is my old Xbox. So, exciting stuff. Really cool. And so, to finish us off today, Aaliyah, where can people find you online?
People can find me beating my girl over the head with those cards over and over for calling me a child. You can find me producing content for Accessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah. That's Aaliyah@iaccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl189.
See, the thing is that, you know, Aaliyah likes to cause mischief. So even though I'm not calling her a child, you better watch out because she will buy stuff with your echoes. She is taking advantage of the fact that I'm wearing 3D headphones. So, you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at MikeDoise, that's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter. And you can search me on Facebook, just search for Michael Doise. So, thank you so much for being with us this time. And we can't wait for our next UnboxCast, and we'll see you then. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iAcast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.